Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody's all okay. Welcome to everybody that's in the chat room. Just to let the guests know, please sign into Blog Talk Radio. You've got till got a couple of minutes to sign in, please. It's free to sign in, no cost at all. So please just sign in, and then we can protect the ones that are in the chat room. Hi to everybody's in the chat room. Hope you're all okay. Better than all the rest. Yes, I love it. Anyway, tonight, of course, and she's going to go mad in a moment, so I won't put her on air yet. We've got the lovely Philippa. Oh, she's such a star. And she's got loads to tell you about her fair coming up. So let's get her on the show. Hi, Philippa. How are you doing?
Hello. Hello, everybody. How are you all out there?
Oh,
I'm here.
Well, I'm all okay. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm a bit tired because I've been rushing around, you know, trying to get ready for the fair, which is on Saturday. And I really can't get over it because the tickets are going like hotcakes. And I really, we can only sell, but we've only got so many of them. And obviously, we still want people to come in at the door. And we're raising money as well for cats and dogs and also moon bears. So, you know, that as well. So, but, we've got loads of mediums, therapists, crystals, jewellery, and, you know, literally everything, really. And I think the best news, Sue, is that the Cats Protection of in Minehead are doing all the refreshments. So that means they get all the money from, you know, and there's four ladies, aren't they wonderful, doing all that work all day? So I'm
over
the moon about
that. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
Good.
It's great.
So tell everybody where it is, Philippa.
It's in Minehead, at the Minehead Social Club, North Road. And I don't know, you know, how many people, you know, are listening from the UK or close in the West Country. They're probably too far away to come. I wish you could all come. You know, I've got so many.
But then we might have people listen. We might have people listen to the show later. So tell us about it. What time it starts and everything else.
It starts at 10 in the morning and goes on till 5. And we'll be there. I mean, I've got to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning because people want to set up. And you know, I don't do mornings, so this is going to be very difficult. I'm going to have to go to bed really, really early. And you know what it's like when you have to get up in the morning? You don't sleep, do you? I'll be waking up all night.
Scared in case you lie in.
And the trouble is with me, if I don't sleep, I look around the room and I can see so much. And I used to be frightened lying there looking at things. But now, I mean, Ross laughs at me because I'm saying, get out of my bedroom. I'm not having you lot all in my bedroom, you know, because you know, you can get I'm inundated as it is in the house. So, but I don't think that they should be in my bedroom as well, do you? I think it's very off-putting, especially when you're trying to read, the 50 Shades of Grey and you've got spirits whizzing about. I mean, I do wonder, you know, Sue, I'm going to change the subject a bit. I do wonder, you know, the spirits are everywhere and they can see everything. I mean, you know, you have to sort of take your mind off this, don't you? I mean, it would be very off-putting, wouldn't it, for people? You know, I take some photographs and I can actually see faces all over my curtains. And I was thinking, you know, one day as I was getting, you know, dressed in the morning, I was thinking, oh, it's terrible, they can see me. But, you know, well, I think we just have to get used to it, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes the mind boggle a bit, doesn't it?
Never mind, Mr. Understatement.
Is everybody reading Mr. Grey? My daughter and I
are haven't
both
read
the same.
It. Yeah, I haven't
you
read
haven't?
It. I don't know if anybody in the guests or anybody in the room has read that book. Has anybody read it? What are your thoughts? The trouble is with the chat, it's got a couple of seconds or so delay, so it's like as if you think, hold a minute, they're not actually awake, but they really are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what are the
It's really funny because my daughter and I are both at the same, around about the same, you know, on the same chapter. And I got bored and put it down for a while. I got really bored, but we both found out we were both in the bath at the same time. Well, not us, but they were in the bath. I was saying, don't you think it's a bit boring? Well, obviously she doesn't, but maybe I'm just old. Beaver. what are they doing now? You know, it's just a good. Some of it is a bit makes me laugh because it is very. You know, it just sounds very. You know what I mean? Like a child was writing.
Yes, I know what you mean. Have you disappeared, Philippa? And somehow or another, we've lost Philippa. That's a great start to the show. Now, do you know what? Don't you lot guys remember last time she was on the show, exactly the same thing happened? How did that start? Maybe it was her saying about being undressed in front of them. Perhaps that did it. Guests, please sign into Blog Talk Radio. I need to protect the chat room members, so please sign back in. Let's see if we can get her to call back in a moment. The book that we were just talking about, it's called 50 Shades of Grey, and I haven't read it or anything, but apparently quite a few like it, so we'll just have to see their thoughts. If you've read the book already, let me know, see what you think. Let me see if we've got Philippa back in. She'll be going mad because she's back out. Oh, here we are.
It Hello, took darling. Me away. It went back to saying, you know, I've got to do the number again. I tell you what,
the funny part is, do you remember last week it did exactly the same thing?
Yeah. It said, this is Planet Radio. And so I had to redial the number. Well, it kept cutting me off last week. Is it my fault or is it just something that happens now and again?
I don't know. Oh, a bit mad, I'll tell you what. Absolutely, a bit mad. Anyway, moving swiftly on. I also want to have a word with you about, and we're going to do a show on this. This is something that me and you need to discuss. Obviously,
right.
About the badgers.
Oh, yes, well, I've just been reading on the Badger Trust. Now, if everybody goes to the Badger Trust and goes and supports them, we've also got a group called Say No to the Badger Cull in 2012, and that's on Facebook. But they're trying to do a four-year program to vaccinate all the young badgers now. That's what they're trying to stop it. But you know what I mean, stop the cull. They're saying, right, areas of Somerset and Gloucestershire are designated as badger killing areas pending an appeal court hearing next month. And so what they're trying to do is organise all the badgers to get vaccinated. And, well, this will obviously, well, this is, how would you say, this will really help, obviously, if they can show that the badgers can be vaccinated. Well, how can they then kill them if we've got
if we've got
a vaccination? I really don't understand why they couldn't have vaccinated the cows in the first place.
But you know, I can remember, right, I've been talking to somebody about this, and they were saying that there was some scientific thing they'd done about the cows and everything else, and do you know what, when they'd actually checked it out, it worked out that the cows had actually got it, but the badger hadn't.
Yeah, I just think it's not fair doing this. I mean,
so are we going to kill all the cows because they've got it and the badgers haven't?
Oh, I think they do kill the ones that have got it, don't they? They kill those, but I mean, I just don't see why it's not fair. It's not right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, they said that.
I'm just looking at it. I have just shared the link of the thought about the Badger Trust and your group as well, and I'll have to delete myself off a couple of groups to join yours. So,
yes, I noticed. I tried to. Bill's just wanting to come on now into the my little group. My group isn't very big at the moment. Bill has joined mine. I've just bopped him in now.
Let me just.
Well, it's pretty horrendous, really, when you think that I've got this bit of land, right? I've got a paddock, and it's about an acre and a half to 2 acres. And where it is, it's right slam in the middle of their crown land where they're all going to start shooting badgers, right? But they're not going to be allowed to come on mine unless they, I don't know how they, you know, how I'm going to stop them. But I think it's going to cause our local farmers to be very unpopular if they want to start killing all the badgers. And they're saying, you know, it's like a free-for-all, come and shoot the badgers. I mean, it's going to be... I mean, this is dreadful, isn't it? I mean,
do you know what, though? They've stopped, haven't they, obviously, the fox hunting and everything, which I think is a bit of a joke, because I can't even see that is a law, to be fair.
No, and it isn't stopped.
It's not really stopped at all. I don't care what anybody says, it's not stopped. There's nobody there to just, you know, to literally put that law in place. How many, have you seen a fox hunting van driving round to check?
No, but I can tell you, because I live right in the middle of it all. you know, absolutely slam bam it right in the middle of it all. And, you know, during the years of the hunt, they would come by and we, my daughters and I would be, we'd be shaking our heads at them and we'd go, shame on you, like this, as they went past. And they call us racist. That's what they would say. They call us racist. But, and we've had so much fun, actually, where we've had, you know, as they were, you know, out with the hunt, all the followers would block off the lane. Well, one day I was out there trying to sort my washing out, and this, this, you know, the guy, the master of the hunt, came along on his big horse, and he was looking at me through the window, and there was I hanging up my washing, and he's going, "Who's this? His car? Who?" It was a big four-wheel drive stuck in the middle of the lane, right? And I'm shrugging at him. I'm going, "I don't know. Ha ha, you're stuck." Because the hunt is somewhere else, and he was got stuck behind the four-wheel drive. And I thought, I don't care. It can stay there. And he's stuck now. And, it, I mean, he lost out. The hunt was off, and he was stuck behind a follower's car. So it was quite funny, really. But we've had another funny bit. We used to have these Shetland ponies, and they hated dogs. Honestly, they absolutely hated them. And once the hounds got in the paddock with the Shetland ponies, and the Shetland ponies were chasing the dogs all around the paddock and trying to jump on them. And I would say, "I'm very sorry, I cannot be held responsible if your dogs get bitten by those Shetland ponies." And they got jumped on, and it was really funny. They were trying to take chunks out of the dogs. So the dogs were chasing the fox, and the ponies were chasing the dogs. It was so funny. They were okay, but I thought it was quite hilarious, really. So we've had all this. But I've got to tell you that the hunts, that they go around, right, with, I don't know, a packs of dogs, and they pretend they're not doing it. They say, "Oh, no, we're just following the smell." But the trouble is, if a fox came along and they caught the smell, they can't stop those dogs from killing the fox, can they? The dogs just go after the fox. So it is really going on all the time.
Yeah, I can tell you what, the worst thing, what made me go into the badger things and everything and the fox hunting and that even more was the fact of when I was a kid, I'd be, I'm guessing 12 or 13, and we watched the hunt and we were all against it. You know, we've done all the horn blowing and everything. We had this horn that we used to blow to put them off and all sorts when we were kids.
Yeah.
And this one day we watched as these... This one dog got this hare, and the next minute they ripped him to bits, right?
Oh.
And when we went, after they'd gone, I went running over to this hare, and it was still alive.
Oh.
And it was, oh my God, you've never seen anything like it in your life. And I had to carry this hare home. And I said to my dad, I said, "Dad, can you do me a favour?" And he said, "What?" I said, "Please come outside." And he came outside, and I said, "Dad, can you please can you just kill it?" I said, "Because it's suffering, and I can't see this." And my dad had to kill it. And he couldn't do anything. Skin was hanging off, and if there was anything to say, you know what I'm like, if there's anything to save, I'll save it. But after seeing that, I thought, that's just not a sport. How they can put that as a sport, I do not know. You know, people,
the whole thing,
people
terrible.
Say about foxes coming into their chickens and they're killing all of the chickens and they only eat one or they leave them all. But what they don't realise is that's nature. If you left those chickens there long enough, the fox would come each day and he would go and take another one.
Yeah.
But obviously, we're not going to leave our chickens out. Do you know what I mean? For them to come back and pick them again.
Yeah, we had three ducks and the fox just took one duck. And it, you know, I mean, my daughter searched for it high and low, and not a feather was left. It just took it just clean away, and we just protected. We thought, well, that's our fault. We should have made sure they were, you know, they were in. So we made sure the others were in. But it, you know, we didn't. We knew the fox had to eat. We were sorry for the fox, really. You know.
Yeah.
We eat our duck, but you know. If you're silly enough to leave it them running around, well the fox is going to take the odd duck, you know. But my daughter and son-in-law were coming home one night and actually found a fox, a young fox of only one, lying in the middle of the road, still alive. Somebody knocked him, and they actually brought him home. They wrapped him up in their coat and brought him back. and we had a dog's cage, and we had to make him all comfy and put him in, and we had him in the spare room overnight, and it was so sad because he was only a baby, and we didn't know he'd broken his leg, and the next day he was taken to Secret World, which is near us, I think it's near Bridgewater, and anyway, he had to be put down because, you know, if it had been a dog, they would probably have, you know, put a cast on him, wouldn't they? But oh no,
yeah, exactly.
He had to be destroyed, he couldn't carry on. Apparently he would never have survived once he'd been put out into the wild. But, I mean, the thing is, living out here in the middle of nowhere, you would think I would see more badgers and foxes. I hardly see anything at all. So why should we be killing them? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know, if I was seeing them running all around the place, then I could understand that we've got too many of them, but I don't see any. So, you know, where are they all? But they are there, but we just don't see them.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? The thing is, I can remember a mate of mine who I must admit I haven't seen for a while, so I must catch up with her. She used to rescue foxes, and I went to hers. And you can imagine a dog's kennels. Do you know what I mean? We go to rescue kennels.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She'd got the same with foxes, and there was ones with broken legs that had got plasters on. And, you know, and I don't mean plasters as in sticky plaster, but actually in plaster. And all sorts, and absolutely amazing. And she'd released loads and loads back to the wild to the discomfort of the people around, but, you know, so be it. And I'm just going to mention, there's a lady that, let me just think of her name. Her name's just gone straight out of my head. I know Fran is dealing with it now, and it's a charity called Coon House, and it's in Much Wenlock in Shropshire. And this lady, Megan, her name is, and she started up, Megan Morris-Jones, and she's been running it for years and years. And I'm sure, I'll have a look on Facebook while I'm talking, but, and it's Coon House, and she actually rescues badgers, foxes, owls, so many things, swans, absolutely anything and everything. And it is just fascinating, absolutely fascinating to look. And I'm going to take the kids up there one day because I want them to see just exactly what people can actually do for wildlife, because what they do is absolutely fascinating. Have a look at the pictures. There's one on there I can see at the moment, and it's a picture of a badger that's on a table. You know, they had a big clear up at a place. Yeah, there's a badger cub was caught with rope around his neck, has been back to the vets. The examination showed that the wounds around his neck had started to break down. He is now on antibiotics for 5 days, which should help it clear up.
Yeah.
You know, and they literally just go on to donations. I mean, there's another picture of house martins, and they've left them today. You know, they've released them back into the wild. They've got a bat on there. It's just fascinating. But also to see so many people rescuing such beautiful, beautiful creatures. And I tell you the thing, there's a picture on there that's quite disturbing. You know these lanterns that they have, the Chinese lanterns?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's a picture. Yeah. Sorry?
No, I was going to say they float off and they can cause fires in the countryside and everything, can't they?
That's right.
Those
but lanterns. Also, there's one with their barn owl actually caught up in this thing. You know, and they're saying, you know, it's not a good thing. Although they're fine at the time, it's where they end up that's the problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It says our three fox cubs went off to their release. This is 16th of August. Our three fox cubs went off to their release site today. It doesn't seem like 5 minutes ago that kitten, like little scrap, came to us. Or the female had been hit by a car and had a fractured skull. Or the last cub that had been clipped by a car and couldn't stand. And there they are now releasing them.
I'd like to say to everybody, you know, when you're going down country lanes at night, just to try and drive a little slower, because these animals are just, they don't know, and they just run out, don't they? And, you know, they can cause a nasty accident as well. So, you know, I think
especially
we all
badgers.
Need to be more aware that, you know, a badger or a fox could be crossing the road. And, you know, people just seem to mow them down. And the other thing that's going to happen now soon will be they're going to be shooting pheasants in the next few months. That all starts around May, And I know, you know, they say, well, where will it all end? You know, you won't be able to do this, you can't do that. But pheasants, to be, I've got to, this is what I feel about pheasants, right? They're lovely, beautiful birds, but they're not really native to Britain. And they get in the road, and you should see us here, around here. They get right in front of you on the road, and of course, being the way we are, we would never hurt them. So we're going along like little snails, really, all over the place, going behind a load of pheasants, because they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere.
You know, I am the world's worst. Anything that needs rescuing, wildlife-wise, I am just the worst.
I was going to say, near us, there's this road where there's pheasants absolutely everywhere, and some of the drivers, they just mow them down, and the poor things are left there with their legs in the air all broken. And no one, they're dying in the middle of the road, just left there. And I think that's terrible.
It is disgusting.
Awful. Yeah.
Well, I'm one of these that just cannot go past anything that's injured. Had it. I'm the world's worst, so honestly, I can remember. There's quite a few occasions that I've stopped. The one time when I was with an ex of mine, we were going out, I was dressed up to the nines, white shirt on and everything, was going down the road, minding my own business, and comes along, there's this injured badger, no, not badger, a rabbit, on the road. So I stopped the car, I made them stop the car, got out the car, picked up this poor rabbit, never even give it a thought, because I'm usually in me roughs, you know, I'm going down the back road or whatever, and I just never even give it a thought, picked up this rabbit, and it was bleeding, and all the blood all dripped on my white shirt.
Oh,
and then
no.
We had to go home and take this rabbit. I went and put it on a hot water bottle and everything else, as I always do, put it in a cage, put a hot water bottle and everything else, and went out. But first I had to change my shirt and everything else, and it was just absolute crazy. And we seem to have lost Philippa again somewhere, so I'll carry on telling you the story while she comes back on. And it was absolutely crazy. And another time, we were going down the road and we found two badger cubs, and we rescued them and we ended up releasing them back into the wild. And the funny part was when I saw a barn owl that was sat in the road, and I thought it was injured. So I turned the car around, parked on the left-hand side, I got the other half to park on the left-hand side, parked up, and I got out of the passenger side, stepped onto the hedge bank, didn't realise that there was a hole in the hedge bank. All of a sudden, I fell in a ruck, and then honestly, my ankle just totally, totally went. And hi, Philip, are you back?
Yes, it went off again.
I don't know what's happening. I was just telling the story about this barn owl. I literally saw this barn owl. I turned round, and I was going down the road, and we turned round to go back because we thought it was injured, and I pulled up on the road, and I got out of it because I was in the passenger seat, got out, stood in the hedge bank, fell in a ruck because I'd stood in this hole, twisted my ankle, and as I fell down, it scared the barn owl, and he flew off.
Oh.
It was just hilarious. You've never seen. I think, to be honest, he must have honestly laughed his head off and thought, you sick cow.
Well, I've got to tell you
something.
I was going to tell you that when I was expecting, when I was like 5 months pregnant, Ross and I were off to the cinema, and we had to go a short journey on a motorway. And I was, you know, in those days, motorways weren't as busy, anything like as busy as they are now. We are going back probably into the 80s here. And anyway, we're driving along, and there was a little baby hedgehog walking across the middle of the motorway. So what did I do? I slowed down, pulled into the hard shoulder, and got out. Ross was doing his nut, and it was the days of long baggy cardigans. So I scooped it up, rolled it up, and got back in the car and carried on driving. And he said, "You could have got killed. You're expecting." Anyway, we got to the cinema, and we had to let the little hedgehog run around in the car while we were watching Star Wars. And when we came back out, we didn't know where we was. Anyway, we managed to find it.
Goodness.
Released it into the garden when we got back home. But we were nearly in Reading by the time, you know, so we had to carry on. But, oh, my goodness, the things I've done as well.
I actually nearly got killed on a road one day. We were going along, And all of a sudden I screamed because my ex was driving at the time. And literally, I screamed and went, whoa! And he slammed the brakes on. And there's all these little ducklings on the road. The mum had been killed. So I jumped straight out the car. Don't even think about the traffic. Nothing. Doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? It's just me. So I even jumped out. I'm running round the road picking these little ducklings up, chucking them in my bra or in my jumper or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't really matter where. And the next minute, my other half at the time, he'd moved the car, and I literally was picking up these ducklings, and this post van come round this corner, and the mirror skimmed my arm. How the hell he missed me, I do not know to this day, because it was just by... Oh, I don't know. It was just absolutely mental, to say the least. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, just the things we do, eh? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, Ross, talking about ducklings, down a country road where there was a drain and the mother duck was waddling across the road, and luckily my husband saw what was going on, and her ducklings had all fallen down a drain. And so...
Oh, Ross, no.
I wasn't there, but Ross had to stop the car... And, you know, take the cover off the drain. And, of course, all the cars were all, you know, queuing up behind him while he was bringing out ducklings. And they all, the mother then waddled off into the field with all the ducklings following her. But he had to pick them all out, each of them, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear. So he's as bad as, he's the same as me. You know, he's the same. I expect all the families that, you know, if you're like that, your children are the same, aren't they? They would all do the same.
I'm not being funny. Emma at the moment isn't listening to the show, but she's on the old chatting. But I just want to say that if anybody's going to be a vet when they're older, it would be Emma, because I can remember my brother found a fox cub and it was dead, and it wasn't, there was nothing, no marks. It'd obviously just been killed instantly. And he went and brought it home back to us, and wanted to show the kids what it looked like and show them the teeth and everything. And she stood there and she went, Mummy, please, please. And I said, what? She went, save it, Mummy, please. It's beautiful. You've got to save it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Do you know what I mean? What do you do? You know?
It's
so
a bit
just
like
absolute
now.
Crazy, but...
Oh...
She's another one that will just go and save anything and everything.
Yeah, my children are all the same as well. And, you know, I think that it's in the blood. Well, if you're like it, and if you're spiritual, I think being spiritual has got a lot to do with how we are. I also want to draw attention to the fact that on the 1st of September, they're going to start killing all the dolphins again. Did you know about that, Sue?
I'll be honest, no, I didn't. Carry on, tell us more.
This is in Japan. In Japan, they drive all these dolphins into a cove, and then they murder them all. And they murdered 29,000 last year, and they're going to do it again. And there's absolutely nothing that we can do about it, because if anybody so much as does anything over there, you know, I mean, tries to stop it, they put them in prison, and you don't get out. You end up... You know, you never get released. This is what's like over there. So anybody that feels against that, you know, that was Japanese, they won't, you know, they won't allow it. You know, they'll just throw them in prison. So no one can stop it. So this is about to happen now. And it's so sad. And the Sea Shepherd, you know, with Captain Paul Watson, he got in trouble and he's only just getting out. He's actually jumped bail to get away from Germany because Germany are going to extradite him. Am I saying that right? Extradite.
Yes,
you know,
that
when they send
right.
the prisoner back. Japan wants him because they want to put him in prison over there. And so he got out on bail and ran. And I don't blame him either. He's a bit like Robin Hood to me. Robin Hood of the sea. You know, he's amazing. I don't know if anyone knows what I'm talking about. We are talking about the Steve Irwin ship. You know, remember Steve Irwin who helps animals? Well, they've got a ship and it's the Sea Shepherd. And, and the Steve Irwin ships, they've got loads of ships now. and they try and stop the Japanese from doing the whaling and everything. You know, I mean, they can only antagonise them, really. But this is really upsetting me, the fact that they do that.
Yeah, do you know what, all this cruelty and everything, though, I just keep saying these same words. Enough's got to be enough, hasn't it?
Well, they're going to get their karma, you know. When they don't realise it, this is the trouble. I really think that we ought to be teaching people the truth of what is going to happen to them. Because maybe it would stop them. Maybe they'd think about it before they did such terrible things to animals and people. You know, I say it all the time. I just think they should learn it in school. You know, I don't...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you know what I mean? Yep. They should know that...
Yep.
They won't be having. They won't be going on a good vibration. They'll be on a very low vibration, and it won't be good. So they ought not be doing all these terrible things. And I don't feel sorry for them, do you? If they end up in a low one, I don't. You know,
no,
I don't want to be with them.
I actually got shot down almost the other day because I said that I thought that animal abusers should be put to sleep, and I literally shared this picture and I got slated for it. But at the end of the day, if I saw somebody abusing my dog, I'll tell you what, it would be easier for them to have that done to them than what I would do to them.
To be honest, Sue, it's what everybody thinks. It's most people would think that way, that what you said. And I don't care, anyone can block me if they don't, you know. I mean, if anybody hurt my animal, but any animal, you know, I would go crazy. I don't know what I'd do to them. So
exactly.
I'm with you on it, and I don't give a damn. And if people don't like the way I am, well, they can get off my Facebook. Because everybody, I love animals so much, but I do love people too. But I do not like cruel people, and I don't want anything. And I don't want nasty people. Anybody like that on my Facebook either. I only want nice people on my Facebook. I've had enough people. You know, I was thinking, you know, Facebook is a great place, but we should be using it for the good, not for the evil, you know, and there's too many.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there that seem to love all the paradrama and upsetting people, you know, and if anyone's like that on my Facebook, I just want them to go. I don't need it. But I want to help people and animals, and that's what I'm doing on there. And you're the same. We want to help people and animals, don't we, Sue?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Well, you know,
the thing
is
I just think, though, I think of all the pictures and all the things that everybody shared, and nobody got shot down for some of those things. And then I put something just like that, and all of a sudden I got totally, totally shot down for it. And I'm like, oh, my good grief. You know what I mean? I've heard so many people say so many different things. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I just feel, oh, do you know what? I'm not even going to take the bait now. You know, if anybody wants to have a go, if anybody thinks that the Ask Sue show isn't this, that and the other, you're by all means well to leave. You know what I mean? This show is, I mean, there's certain people in the chat before now that they've said, oh, well, the show was about psychics tonight and you were talking about an animal. I said, but the Ask Sue show is about everything. It's not about just dogs or just badgers or just psychics or whatever. This show is to promote all of good. It's to give a voice to worldwide people everywhere. Do you know what I mean? I've had, for instance, somebody who has messaged me tonight who wants me to share a link, and it's about Toronto citizen speaks out about corruption with Canada immigration. And this lady's apparently getting, what's the word I'm looking for, chucked out of, if you like, of Canada with her two sons and everything. And obviously she's got, it's been an absolute nightmare for her. And she's messaged me and asking me, would I do a show about it? And is there anything I can do to help? Well, all I can say to that to everybody is, if I'm such a bad person, why have I got innocent people getting in touch with me and asking different things of me? And exactly
you're
the same for you, Philippa.
You're a lovely person. I think you're a lovely person.
You know what I mean? And the thing is, I want to say to people that at the end of the day, this show is not making me money. Yes, it will be an ego thing, and the only time the ego will come is when I achieve things. So if, for instance, I know at the moment there's a lady on Facebook called Lena, L-E-N-A, I think it is, and she at the moment is just about to get chucked out of her home in America, and she's asked me to help her, and I've shared her link and everything else, and she's got two, and she's in New Jersey, sorry. That's right, and she's got grandchildren and everything, and I've shared her links and everything else, and if there's anything that I can do for her too, so be it. So at the end of the day, whatever it is that I can...
Are there any millionaires out there? Are there any millionaires or any rich people out there that want to earn their wings on the other side that can help this lady, Lena? Because, and if there is, can you please get in touch with Sue or I so that we can put, that we can link you together? Because, you know, it's probably peanuts to you if you're rolling in it over there. I mean, why, you know, and what, if you can help her just to, a little bit on her way, well, you know, you're going to be, that's going to help your vibrations when you go over. If we can all do, if we could all do something good every day, it doesn't even have to be much. It can be just a smile or just speak to an old person and ask them how they are. If you can do just something, it doesn't have to be anything to do with money, but if you've got it, chuck it about a bit for, you know, if you've got a bit, then try and share it, because you can't take it with you. You'll never take it with you, and they will judge you on how you've been with your money when you get over there.
Yeah.
They do.
Exactly.
So, you know, it is where we're going, I mean, I am being a bit spiritual now, so where we're going is amazing, totally amazing. When I link up with people, when I, you know, when I'm actually, you know, bringing someone through, I can see what's there beyond them. I see things. I see the family, and I see... the beautiful scenery. I mean, it is totally amazing over there, and I really think that we're here to learn. This is our learning. This is the learning curve. And let's learn well. Let's do some good things. That's what I want to spread.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, everybody listening to me. You know, but
I know,
I do
me too. I'm on the absolute rant by the sounds of it, but I just want to read very quickly Lena's story. I have had a couple of people whinge at me because saying, oh, no, you know, at the end of the day, we shouldn't be doing this. And we should, do you know what? Whatever. If you were in the same position, of course, you'd be sharing links and you'd be crying out for people to help you. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'd take my hat off to her because she stood up there and asked for it. She put, it's Lena, and she's put, help to find a home, two children and grandmum to be homeless. The home we were living in was sold on sheriff's sale in early April. I've been fighting the lender off in hopes to be able to stay in my home. I have no idea what the outcome will be. We are on borrowed time, and if I can't convince the lender to let us stay in our home, we will be on the streets. My grandchildren mean everything to me, and my grandson is special needs. I finally got assistance approved, but it's not nearly enough to pay all the bills for the month and have money left over in the event of emergency. I was denied rental assistance because, according to social services, I get enough to afford rent. Well, $328 a month isn't enough for rent, bills, and any emergency should they arise. We need to raise money enough to secure a small apartment or some kind of housing so we aren't on the streets or in the shelter, and enough to fall back on in an event of emergency until I'm able to find a job. Right now, work isn't an option since I'm my grandson's primary caregiver. The mother abandoned the children 2 years ago. My fiancé passed away last year. My son doesn't help at all, and it has been a struggle trying to raise my grandbabies. I'm barely keeping my head above water, but I do what I do for them. They are the only thing that has been keeping me going all this time. Thank you, and God bless.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
what a brave lady.
All I want to say to people is...
She's taken on those grandchildren. You know, she's taken on those grandchildren because the daughter-in-law ran off and with a drug person. And also, losing your fiancé, and I actually linked with him, and there's so much love there from him. But, you know, she's lost him, and she's got to carry on. I think it's terrible. So if there is anybody out there that can help this lady, she's not just trying to, you know, she genuinely does need it. I wish I won the lottery, Sue. I'd be over there like a shot.
know? Don't. I tell you what,
I really wish
so
I could
many
win the lottery. There's so many people that need our help.
Yes,
so many
exactly.
People. I mean, you know,
I think
we're
we
doing
might
on Saturday. Dropping the, you know, it's nothing. We're having our spiritual fair, and we obviously, you know, I'm trying to spread it around, whatever, how it goes, you know. But you know, if we can help some animals or something, you know. But you know, there are people out there absolutely really loaded, and I don't suppose they've got time for Facebook. I don't know what they're doing, or time to listen to the radio. They're probably off sitting on their yacht. Sitting on yachts with their champagne and having a good life.
Crazy.
You know? But, well,
right,
they can't take it with
them,
can they?
I just want to ask if there's anybody in the area of Birmingham, Erdington area. I'm just being told that there's five... Stary. I'm taking that should be stray kittens outside in the cold with no mum.
Oh, no.
And Debs has just put, she's got some old customers in the link. She'll see if she can sort that. Lynn, if you want to post it onto the Ask Sue show or anything, if we can do anything, by all means, give us a shout. Thanks for putting on the chat. I think Debs is going to try and help you by the looks of it. I tell you what, I just want to say a big hello to Debs McGuirk-Smith. She's absolutely a great friend of mine, and she's just absolutely fantastic. She's straight away, she'll always step in to help everybody. Another one of us, to be fair, and I am so proud to have her on the Ask Sue show. She's an absolute good friend, and all being well, she's going to come up to my place for a couple of days for some time out too, so that will be fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. So hi, Debs. Let me know, Lynn, how you get on with those kittens. If there's anything we can do, please give us a shout. That would be excellent.
And if anybody wants to add me, feel free.
Yes, by all means, let me just very quickly, while we're carrying on talking, I'll find you, Philip, and obviously just share your link so people can add you too. Philip and myself have got
Parents of Angels group where we're helping.
I was just going to say, we'll have to put your links onto the Ask Sue show again, because I've got an actual links file, and any links that we recommend we can put onto there. So we'll have to do that as well, Philippa. We'll have to get you'll have to send me all your links, and I'll put them all on for you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Sue. It's only that we're trying to find people to help people. You know.
Exactly.
I mean,
this is it.
That is the only reason. That is the reason I made the groups, was to help people, and it is helping people. So while they're helping people, it's wonderful. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Lynn Higgins has said if anybody is actually near to her and they want to try and help with the kittens, to add her on Facebook. So, Lynn, is it okay if I put your Facebook account onto the chat? I'll just ask her before I go putting it on, bless her. So at least then she can... obviously share the story a bit more. Let me just see if it's on her Facebook as well. So tell us about your groups then, Philippa. What are the ones you've got?
Well, we've got a healing group, and that's called Healing For You. And it really is a case of, because it's private, you know, because people say what's wrong with them, we've kept it private, you will probably have to add me first. Philippa McKee. Sue will have my link on there anyway. We do healing at 9 and then 10. We come on at 9 and do preparation. We show people how to do protection and grounding. Then at 10 o'clock we come back and do the healing. And we actually will read everybody's name out with their ailments. And sometimes when I'm doing it, I do dreams as well. So something you want, I'll ask Spirit to help you, you know, and for abundance as well. You need to ask for abundance. If you're having a hard time, keep asking for it. It does work. Honestly, it does. I've had quite a lot of abundance because of it. So, you know, it's helped me. It's keeping us just about afloat. I think we're all having a hard time.
I know what you mean.
And then we've also got the psychic and paranormal group, which is doing really great. as well. We've got great mediums in there. And if you want to put your photograph, we'll read it. You know, or somebody, or, you know, your parents or anybody that's gone over, the mediums will come along and read it as well. But I have got lots of groups, so I'll just put some links on Sue's wall. Thank you.
Yep. No, it's fine, not a problem. I'm just putting that one on. Well, I was, if it would type. Hold a minute. I was just putting that onto the chat, actually. So the Paratalk one I've just shared for you. So we'll see. We've just got somebody calling in to show. I have an idea who it is. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, young ladies. I wanted to wish my friend there good luck on her third show.
Hi, how is my little darling? How are you?
How are you doing?
Oh,
all good with you guys?
Voice.
Okay,
woo!
I just wanted to call in and wish you good luck. Sue, I just wanted to tell you that your support is growing and growing. I just spoke to Diana Colton back, and the prayers are still with Memphis. And everyone wants to thank you for all your getting the word out. And as I said on the last show, that I'm going to go, Sue, we're behind you. We love you, and you are a hero to many of us. So don't let them get you down, and we're going to kick butt, and we're going to rant.
Yeah. We should say together, Sue rocks.
I think I'm going to start a new group. It's going to be called Rant and Rant. I think that's the new group.
Have a rock at the same time.
No, I really called in. I really called in to wish my friend good luck on her third show, and she's knocking him dead already. And Sue, we do love you.
I'm still a little nervous, you know.
Listen, do me and Jeff have to call in and cry again? Come on now, it's all good.
Oh, Sue, I love his voice.
He's got one of them voices, doesn't he? Do you know what? Do you know what? You can actually put Howard's voice on a CD, couldn't you? It's one of them chilling voices. You could listen to a story that Howard was telling, couldn't you?
I think it's the New York accent. I think that's what it is. But ladies, I don't want to take your time. I just wanted to call in.
You are fine. Now, have you got any information, any updates on Memphis at all while you're on?
No, actually, I know that Jeff and Diana, the team, they are planning something. There are things in the works. I don't even know. But I do know, I do know, as I've said through your show, which is tremendous, the support is growing. I know it's all over the world. I mean, I can't even keep up with the PMs. So, we just have to hope for a good outcome. And, hopefully my dream is to hear Memphis bark on the Ask Sue show. That is my dream.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely.
But as
we're
I
all
said,
barking, we're all barking my one ear anyway, as you already know.
I was going to ask about Lennox. Are we getting any answers? Because I still don't think we've had the answers, all the answers yet.
To be very honest with you, I haven't.
The Freedom of Information Act, there is this thing, and I asked a lawyer, and we've got every right to ask them, and they have to reply within 28 days. And I
absolutely
think if anybody writes, can you imagine if we all wrote to the Belfast City Council and said, our questions, if we could get our questions together, if something was said, so that we could all just send the same letter, they have to reply to everybody.
Correct. I agree with you.
The Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, I know.
I think we would just get a computer letter back that would be the same answers for everybody. I may be wrong, but that's my thoughts.
Yeah,
imagine
no,
how much
no.
It would cost them.
As we've said, we're involved in that P word, politics. But I'll be honest with you guys, and I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna lie. I have not been very involved with Lennox since the Memphis thing, has come about. I will go back to it. But and believe me, Lennox is a top priority because this is going to tell the story going down the road. So hopefully Memphis will be home with Diana and Jeff soon, and then I could get back on the Lennox trail. But I do know, you know, all the loyal Lennox supporters are on it, on it, on it. Some of them are still not sleeping at night. So I know that, you know, he'll never be forgotten. And so we just have to pray. And, you know, as Sue and I have said, it's, you know, one day at a time. And it'll be up to Memphis. It's going to be another one and another one. So, yeah. And so one thing I did want to clarify on the last show, and I did say I don't know if people may have misconstrued what I said. Patrick was never the first abused dog. Patrick was the first abused dog who brought people together. So I did yeah. want to clarify that if I hurt anyone's feeling, but that is, if it was misconstrued, I do want to clear that up, because if it was not for Patrick, I would know none of you. We wouldn't be on the show, and then followed by Lennox. So as I've always said, Patrick, you know, Patrick and Lennox are the two symbols for Go Green and Go Blue. So, you know, we'll just have to pray every day. And, you know, my dream, as I've said, is to see Patrick and Memphis playing together. So,
Yeah,
you know, just one day at a time. That's all we can do. But as I've said, that I'm going to go, we're all making a difference. And, young lady, you knock them dead on your third show, then it's going to be your fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
I was gonna say,
she's coming on every week. She doesn't know yet, Howard, but she's coming on every week now.
Oh, is she? Really? What day? What day is she going to? What's her regular day now?
She doesn't know yet, Howard.
Okay, well, I'm going to be on Tuesday, so I expect you to call in. We'll have little rants on Tuesdays now.
Oh.
Yes. What do you reckon, Philip? You can have a quick natter in on the Tuesday, can't you, love?
Yeah. As long as it's not on a Wednesday, because that's my healing night. That's
okay,
We have a bit of a giggle about the healing, because we say we're in the chair, and we're always saying, have you left the chair in a good state? How's the cushion? Have you plumped it up ready for me? And there's the coffee brewing.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, you know,
we have a bit
you know,
of a choice about the chair.
Sue, I had a dream about...
Who knows what I'm talking about?
I had a dream about Sue last night, and we changed the name of the show. It's called the Ask Sue Family Show.
Do you know what? That's something pretty good, actually. Definitely.
The Ask Sue Family Show, and only family members are welcome to this group. And if you don't agree with Sue or you have an issue with her, block and delete. Bye-bye, because we need people who are going to support the animals, support the psychics, and support everything that Sue does. From the bottom of my heart. So as far as I'm concerned, and Sue knows how I feel about her and her family, we're all family now. So
definitely.
That's
not
really
quite good, actually.
Sue, I feel like you and I are very alike.
I'll tell you something funny. I said to Howard the other day, and I think he got quite embarrassed by what I said, but I actually said to him, he's like my Facebook dad. When I feel down, the first person who comments on my status is Howard, and he'll just say to me, oh, Sue, you know I love you, and Sue rocks. And do you know what I mean? And it's people like that that are very, very special, and Howard, you are very special. You know that already.
Oh, so about you. As I said, the family is all special. And if people don't want to be part of our family, that's okay. But, you know, let Sue do her thing, and we're going to grow and grow and grow. And, Sue, so when you really hit a fig, you better take both of us with you now, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're coming all the way, love. You know that.
TV program. We just got on television doing this.
No, me? No. I just sell clothing.
Hey, hold on a minute, Howard. Howard, you actually said you weren't going to come on the radio, and your words were, oh, you're just an ordinary guy, and now you're with me every Tuesday, mate. So don't go saying no to TV. Who knows what the future's going to hold?
Yeah, who knows?
To hear my voice is one thing. To see me on TV, I don't know. That might scare people a little.
But if there's any producers out there on the TV... or anybody who's got connections with TV, you would like to help us with that, by all means, give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, and I want to be an agony aunt that's a medium agony aunt, you know, so that I can try and help people and also the animals too.
And Sue, yes, I want to say
hello. For animals and people.
I want to say hello to my special friend, MZ, there. If she's listening, she PM'd me today already. So I want to say hello to her. She's a wonderful, wonderful little lady, and she's got an incredible mom, and that's why she's such a good girl. So, anyway, guys, I'm going to sign off, but Sue, we will do a show on Tuesday, and and thank you. And considering it's this Ask Sue Family Show.
Yes. I love
it. I think you're going to have to change the name now.
No, I'm only joking.
No, I think that sounds really, really good, actually. So what does everybody in the chat, just while we're here and while Howard's here, what does everybody think of Ask Sue a Family Show?
Because you know, Sue, you do talk about
all the issues, and you know something, if someone has family issues and whatever, they, you know, you could do a show on that. But I think, you know, as I said, I think Patrick, Lennox, Wicker, they, you know, from my heart, they have created a family, because we all are family.
Exactly. I've got somebody, Howard, who just wants to probably say a very quick hello on the show, so just hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Howard and Philippa.
Who is this?
Emma.
How are you?
Hello, Emma.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm all right.
You doing okay? I will PM you after I get off with your wonderful mom, okay?
Okay.
Okay, love you, young lady.
You've got a great mum there. You're very lucky
I'm
having a mum like that.
See, I'm part of the family now. It's all good. Ladies, have a good rest of the show, and Sue, I will see you on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, honey. And you guys be well. And Sue, thanks again for everything you've done for us.
Okay, bye.
Okay, guys, bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't she just a star, bless her?
Oh, how old is she?
She's 11, coming on 28.
That's not funny.
Oh. Bless. I love them at that age.
Oh, she's so funny. She loves Howard to bits.
Howard Rock.
Yeah.
I think Howard disappeared.
He's going to go on holiday.
Howard,
I love America.
Did Howard say bye, or did he just disappear?
I think he said goodbye to Emma and then vanished.
Oh,
has he vanished?
But, I don't know. Hold on. Let me just see who else is on the line. We've got a couple of callers. Hold on a minute. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, Sue. Sinister here.
Oh, my Lord. We're surrounded in all these brilliant men. How are you, darling?
Hi. How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
Another lovely voice.
Have you been following the posts and seeing the BCC trolls, how they were attacking me yesterday, and how I was banned from Facebook for defending your show and defending you, and I guess you missed those posts, huh?
To be honest, I caught one literally late on this afternoon. I've been out. I very quickly got to say very well done to my daughter, Kimberly, who's been accepted into college today, so massive whoop-whoop. So I've actually been to the college with my daughter, and I literally came in only a couple of hours or so, or 3 hours before the show, and literally had to catch up with everything. So, but I have seen. So was it following the show that it's all started?
Oh, well, no, they were just their normal on that Belfast, boycott Belfast City Council until it ends. It's that troll site, and they were saying some pretty derogatory things, and I replied back with just as derogatory. And, you know, I got banned once, and then they were talking about my radio show, and, of course, they were talking about your radio show, and they said a couple of nasty things, and I said a couple of nasty things. And obviously I was... banned from Facebook for not for very long, and now today I've noticed that I have a few trolls that on my page, because every post that I put up about the show on the 8th and performing in New York City and everything like that, they're reporting to Facebook everything that I report. So, you know, at the end of the day, next week my radio show comes out, and I feel real sorry for them when my show comes out. But you know, Sue, what it all comes down to, I'll tell you one thing. At the end of the day, I'm a person for the dogs and the felines, 100%.
Last night I drove six hours
to bring a kitten that I found to a foster home I was able to find the foster very, very quickly. It cost me between gas and toll $130 to bring this little kitten up upstate New York, and he's fine and he's doing well. He's in a home with like five other cats and they're doing great, and you know, it comes down to the dogs. But here's my gripe, Sue, and I want you people from the BCC to understand this real carefully. When you slander my family, when you talk about my son, when you talk about my mother, when you talk about my father who is fucking deceased, let me tell you something. You have a real problem on your hands with me now. And when you ban my page, when I'm trying to share animals, hundreds of them, that need homes and need to be adopted, and you have my page shut down, and I hope yous are all listening, you have a big problem with me now. Huge.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Lucinissa, let me just say something to anybody who's listening to the show. For anybody before they start about your language, because I want to just say something. This guy is absolutely 100% animals, 100% people, and the reason that he gets so angry is because he is all heart. I absolutely love this guy to bits. I want everybody to share Sinister DiCapo's page. I want everybody to share his song.
Can I ask you, is this where the music came from? You know, the rap song?
Yes, this is the guy, the rapper, the one who's going to make it very, very big.
I love that rap song.
I'm glad that you like it.
Leonard.
And
I loved
I did. Thank you very much. But now
I was writing songs, and I thought, my goodness, this is fantastic. I know the language was a bit, you know, and I'm 57, by the way, so I was a bit, you know, it was a bit in my face a bit. But once I heard it a few times, I thought it was wonderful.
Thank
there you.
Exactly. I'm glad
you
like it, and I apologize for the language. However, when I see people telling me that they're glad that my father is dead, and I receive PMs from people and email from you BCC cowards that hide behind your false Facebook pages, you know, I dare anyone to say that to my face. And when you fool around with the animals that I'm trying to rescue on my page, because now I've had to have made my page friends only, and you make it so that the public can't see the dogs and the animals on my page that I rescue and I'm trying to save every single day, man, oh, man, do you have a big problem with me.
You know what, Philip?
Well, I think they've got a problem with me as well, then.
Well,
I'm all the way if you're saving animals.
Sinister, can I ask you something? Can you tell us the name of the Sinister? Can you tell us the name of the group that's actually done this to you? Because we'll get everybody to report it.
The name of the group is Boycott Belfast, and oh man, I'm so mad I can't even think. It's the Boycott Belfast. And their city council for their injustices for Lennox and their BSL undoings, I believe, or something to that effect. I'm sure
everybody
knows the
page. Was it Boycott Belfast until there is justice for Lennox?
Excuse me?
Is it Boycott? Let me just have a look. Boycott Belfast for justice for Lennox?
No. It's a totally different page.
No, that's the different one, isn't it? Right, hold on. I'm just seeing if I can find it so I can literally put it on the chat and they can all think. But I just want to say that this guy is absolutely all heart. He's been on here quite a few times, and do you know what? His songs are amazing. He's going to be in New York.
Hello.
What date are you in New York, Sinister?
I'm performing in New York in Times Square, Justice for Lennox, and two other songs on September 8th. In the heart of Times Square in Manhattan, where they definitely can't silence me, where there's millions of people, and at the end of the day, millions of people will know that the Belfast City Council are lying, murdering, purging people of garbage, and everybody who supports you are pieces of garbage.
And I agree with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Here, here.
They are. I don't
here,
like
here.
Them at all. And by the way, I've been writing on their wall since Lennox was murdered nearly every day. I'm very rude about them. I don't know whether they could
I would, but I got
me.
Barred from there.
Oh, did you? I haven't been barred yet. I just said to them, I don't know how you sleep.
Now, the best
thing,
I want
to ask them lots
of... The best thing, of course, thing is I've seen post, we need to get this man's address. Well, let me tell you something. I'll give you my address. You don't have to look for it because I have no... You can come to my house any... You would be a fool to even step foot on my block. You couldn't even walk down my block. So I will post my personal address on my Facebook, and I dare anyone from the BCC to send a derogatory package to my house because, remember... I'm only a plane ride away, and I will find who you are. Guaranteed.
Now, do you know what, though, Sinister? As much as I know you're angry, this is exactly what they want you to do. You have got a massive heart, and you are an absolute gentleman in so many ways. Do not go bringing yourself so low that you get as low as them, okay? I want everybody to realize that the reason that Sinister is like this is because he does not just put any time in. He puts loads of times in. He does so much stuff behind the scenes that people don't even see. I have heard this guy so upset because he's rescued pups and took them to a rescue place and he didn't want to leave them there. And his words to me were, Sue, if they do not get rehomed in 2 weeks, I'm bringing them back home. This is not a guy that stands there, because I did read one post that said how violent he is and he's this, that and the other. At the end of the day, I got slated because I shared a post saying because I put something like it. I was a post that said animal abusers should be put to sleep. And I got slated by quite a few people, to say the least, which I will not name. But at the end of the day, violence does need to set in when you're being threatened, you're having emails of threats, you're being slandered and everything else. That's exactly when you need to stand up for yourself. And Sinister, you know that the Ask Sue show backs you 100% all the way.
I appreciate that, Sue. I appreciate it.
And
you won't
I love
be able
music.
To go on that page. You won't be able to find that page because you were banned from it as well.
Oh, good. Well,
it's
again,
one of
the
pages
joined
that
it anyway.
You were banned from as well. So,
right, well, listen, can you do me a favor?
At the end of the day, I'm going
to
send
you... Senator, I need you to... If you can send me the name of it after when you come off the phone or later on, I will put it on the Ask Sue show and I will ask everybody to report it.
I very, very, very much appreciate it because now... You. Before I go, I'll let you go back to your show. It's a wonderful show, Howard. I'm sorry, I missed you. It's always nice to hear from Howard.
He's a star.
Long story short, at the end of the day, don't make threats to me that you can't keep, because I am a man of words and many words and more actions. And you, when you fool with the dogs on my page and you keep continuously having their posts banned on just to have their posts taken down because I rescue, you know, Sue, I didn't want to let go of those pups, and I belong to that rescue. I belong to that rescue. So I didn't want to, you know, but because I have so many home, I couldn't keep another two. I have so many dogs. So at the end of the day, I promise you, keep posting and writing what you're writing about me, all you BCC trolls, you are making me famous. I just gained another 100 followers today on Twitter, so I should be thanking you. And I'll
Do you know what, Sinister?
On that note.
This is the actual thing, because I actually had about 1,000 friends on Facebook, on my Ask Sue Show group, and it went to about 998, and then, believe it or not, I've gained about 30 or so since that. So they've actually, all the people that have been slating me, I want to personally thank you on my show. And Sinister would like to thank you for all of your advertising you've done for us, because you've made it even better for us. Because those people have slated us and run us down. You've just advertised us even more because people join up. They see that you're talking a load of bullshit, and now they joined up and they're actually praising us like hell. So we don't want to slander you. We actually want to thank you very much for all of your support, even though it was actually in a very funny way, you little lowlives. At the end of the day, we're bigger and better than that, Sinister, and the reason they're trying to knock us down is because they're lower than us and we're so much higher. They can only knock us down because we're up higher than them.
And the fact that they say that nobody in the UK knows who I am, you know what? 18,000 of your countrymen and countrywomen follow me, and it's growing every single day. And at the end of the day, if they didn't know who I was, Sue, they wouldn't be. For someone who supposedly nobody knows who I am in the UK, they spend an awful lot of time talking about me. So keep it up. You're making me famous. Thank you for having me on the show, Sue. And it's a pleasure. Oh, it's always a pleasure, and I'll speak to you soon.
You look after yourself. Keep your chin up. And please share with me that group, and we will get everybody to report it ASAP.
And I'll, as soon as you get back on, I'll add you. I want to be on your thing as well. And I share all the animals, you know, the ones they're going to be put down. I share them all around to try and help, because I can't bear it. I love animals, don't I?
You're more than welcome to come on my page, and I will accept your request. It'll be an honor.
I will. Make sure I've got the link
you.
For it.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it's lovely, and I love your song for the Belfast City Council. I thought it was ever so clever, ever so clever.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you very much.
And,
honestly,
God bless,
I love it.
And I will speak to you ladies soon.
Okay,
you be good, and speak to you soon.
Okay,
bye.
Oh, he has a lovely voice as well.
Oh, yes, he's got one of them voices that you just want to talk to all day.
Yeah,
he is an
one.
Absolutely lovely, lovely guy. I just wanted to see if I've got another caller, so let me just have a look. Hi, welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Area code 731, are you there?
Maybe they've gone.
They must have disappeared off the face of the earth. But maybe Sinister's frightened them after death, I don't know. But I just want to say to everybody that he is an absolute star, and he is welcome on the Ask Sue Show anytime. He does so much hard work, and he just, honestly, he's getting bigger and bigger every single day with the songs, and the work that he does is just absolutely fantastic. So thank you very much for everybody that has supported him. Please keep sharing his songs. I'm sure that I have... just shared his link. Let me just make sure that I did. Oh, yes, there it is. Please, everybody, join up with him on Facebook. Let him know that you heard him on the Ask Sue Show, and tell everybody that's where you found him, and keep sharing his songs. We need to get him further on.
Yeah. Yeah, where is it? I haven't got it yet.
Oh, well, okay.
I'll
tell you what, I'll put it on the Ask Sue Show now. Hold on. I've just put it on the chat, so we'll put it on the Ask Sue Show, okay? But he's just absolutely brilliant. A really, really good guy.
And he must be to have all those dogs and rescuing them all and everything.
Oh, he just does.
Amazing.
Everything.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, I'm just typing.
That's
putting
okay.
it on the Ask Sue Show as we speak. So, let me just... There we go. It's on the Ask Sue Show now, love. But it's
good,
such a shame that he's had to put his Facebook as friends only, because he shares so many pictures, so many dogs and so many stories and stuff that he's... You know, things that he's done, his songs and everything else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? I'm just going to mention Tammy Lawson... Hernandez, I think that's how you say it. She's just put on Sinister's wall, "Hey, bro, Sinister, just heard you on the Ask Sue Show. Love you from Cheetown." I tell you what, absolutely brilliant. Oh, and Deb, she's put it, you go sinister, you rock. And I'm not going to say the last bit, but it's pretty good for the BCC. Oh, I'll tell you what, just absolutely awesome. So,
yeah,
loads
I'm just
going on.
Him a message.
He's just an
I'm
absolute star. So, yeah, just everybody, please, just put a message on his wall, just telling him that you've heard him on the Ask Sue show, and you know that you support him, and that you share the links and everything.
Yeah.
Also, the guests in the chat room, please, you've got to go and sign into Blog Talk Radio. I have got to protect my chat people. Oh, do you know what? I've just realised I haven't done a shout out yet to all the chat people. And I don't like to let them down because they're such good people. So hi to Beth, Bill, Carolyn, Debs, Dan, Kayla, Lynn, Maureen, Rainey, Rianne, Sega and Tammy. Hi, guys. Hope you're okay. And obviously, if you haven't already, please go and add the lovely Philippa because obviously she's doing absolutely fantastic on this show. And obviously she also needs you to keep sharing the event that she's got as well. So if anybody can share the links, that would be brilliant. Lynn has said, can anybody help with the kittens? Sorry, Lynn, can you please tell me where again it was? Was it Erdington in Birmingham? Is that right? Lynn, if you just give me just a bit of an update, where it is and everything, I will share it straight onto the Ask Sue show for you, okay? So please, you know, and by all means, if there's anything you can do, you know, I can't get to Birmingham, but if there's anybody that can help in any way in Birmingham, by all means, give us a shout, that's fine.
I
just
think
love
of kids out there, cold.
Sorry,
and
say
it's turning cold now.
It was cold last night, actually, wasn't it? It was cold. Do you know what I mean?
It was really cold. It's really cold now.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
I was going to say, Sue, I'm going to have to go soon because all my animals are wanting food now.
It's fine. It's not a problem at all.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
No, it's just that this is the time when I have to start feeding them all. 11 cats and 2 dogs. I mean, the dogs have had their dinner, but the 11 cats. This is the time when they start getting a bit anxious. Where's our food? Before they go to bed. It's like feeding a menagerie. You know, they all come. And
I just want to give a quick update from Lynn. The area, the code that, start again, the postcode, the area that the kittens are in is B237LD area. And I've got Deb saying, I'm trying to get there. It's only 30 minutes up the road from her. And she can get there in the morning if someone will take them in for the night. So if there's anybody in Birmingham area that can help. Was it Erdington, Lynn, if you could just let me know? If anybody can get the kittens and just take them in for the night, Debs will pick them up tomorrow morning. So if you can just take them in for tonight. So if anybody can help in any way, or maybe you can go and pick them up and take them up to Deb's tonight or whatever, you know, anybody that can help, by all means, you can also email asksueshow@gmail.com. So it's asksueshow@gmail.com. Lynn, if you want to put it on the Ask Sue Show wall, all the details, I'll read it out on there as well, love. So by all means, put it on there for me. I just love it that everybody's so good and they so work together as a team. And it is like a family, you know, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely fantastic how they are.
It is like a family. But
of course.
I think. Sorry?
Go on, Philippa. Go on, carry on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, you know, you feel like that with your Facebook friends as well. I feel like they're a big family of mine, you know. There's many people there that you know, they're always there for me, and it's lovely, isn't it? And we've got the same, haven't you? You know,
yeah.
Close
oh,
friends.
They've just been. I think between me and you, we've got quite a few people between us, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, I had problems as well, and I lost a few people over something. We won't go there now. But only a couple. But like yourself, I ended up with more friends. I don't understand it. They were coming in droves at one point since this thing happened. But I said, it was so weird, I said, I want to keep everyone because some people they keep, you know, they're saying, oh, I'm having a sort out, I'm getting rid of people and all the rest of it. But I don't want to have a sort out. I want to keep everyone. Because each and every one of them, for me, they're all valuable people. You know what I mean? They're my friends. So I don't want to get rid of anyone. I want to keep everyone. That's just me.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. I'm not trying to get rid of anyone. You know, in fact, you know, I want as many as want to come in. And if the more, the merrier, and the more I can help them. You know, if anyone needs any help, then I can do it, you know.
But, yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, I have so many people just contact me and email me and ask, you know, tell different stories and stuff. So, you know, anybody that needs help, you know, always try to help. But, you know, sometimes you've just got to put other things first and then you get knocked because you didn't do it straight away. And,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Or you didn't do it the way they want you to do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've all got our own opinion. You know, we have got our own opinion, but it's not nice the way, oh, my goodness, I've just ended up with loads of more friends. Thank you, Sue.
It's all right. I posted it all over. You're okay.
Well, you can have mine as well. I'll have yours. You have mine. We'll just share,
I tell you what. I think that maybe we should do a
over.
Group.
Yeah.
One big group.
Another group. Oh, my God.
But this time, me and you will admin it, yeah? And we'll have it so that Sinister can put his things on too. Howard can put his things on. And we'll call the group Enough is Enough.
Oh, I love it. Okay. I'll come in on that one. Do you want me to make it for you? Enough is Enough.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. But everyone, we'll just let everybody come. Everybody come. Yeah. Enough is Enough. Yeah?
What do you think?
Yeah. Enough is Enough,
right.
But I think I'll let you decide what to say about Enough. What's it? It's for everybody who feels they've had enough.
Enough is Enough. Standing up. I'm doing it as we speak. Standing up for what we believe. Okay, does that sound good, everybody?
Yeah. Well, it sounds good.
Not as it... Sorry?
Standing up for what we believe.
Yeah.
Well, I must admit, I think Sinister, you know, he's a very good person because he is trying to save animals. So, I mean, that to me is an absolute amazing thing that he's doing, what he does. You know, trying to save them and whizzing about all over the place, taking a little kitten, which costs him an absolute fortune. He's earned his wings, hasn't he? He's got his wings when he goes
grief.
Over.
A thousand times over. An absolute fantastic guy.
And,
fantastic.
Okay. I mean, I think his music was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, because I was a songwriter, or rather I am still a songwriter, but I haven't got published yet. But I have got a Christmas song that's on YouTube, but one day, but of course, I don't write the same as him. We were talking about my songs, and they're more like the 60s. If I could go back to the 60s, it would be all right. I might even get a number one if we went back to the 60s. But I really would like to learn how to rap. Especially
I tell you what, I can actually hear this already.
What?
Oh, fantastic.
Our new song,
I can
enough
feel
is enough.
It already.
What? Enough is
I can...
enough. Oh, I love
like,
this.
Is
I love
that
this
okay?
Enough is enough. Pardon?
Do you think that group's okay?
What, Enough is Enough?
Yeah? Have you not seen it yet?
I'm going to go to it in a minute. I shall get off and go and make you a new group and I'll put you straight in it.
I've already done it.
What, you've made the group?
Yep. Well, I've been sat here talking to you. I've already done it. You're already added on to it.
Oh, I thought I was making it, but never mind.
It's already
you're
on.
You're as me for making groups. I make groups.
Oh, yes,
groups
but do you want... It'll soon be rising. Don't you worry.
It is to lab.
Have you disappeared? Oh, and Philip has disappeared, I think. Hold on, let me just see who we've got on here. Area code 731, are you here? Nope, they've disappeared. So we'll take them off. So that group is for anybody that doesn't want to slander anybody and everything else. And this is literally to share anything where we can help anybody and everybody. So whatever you think at the moment and where you're saying enough is enough, please join up. And go and have a look at that. You know, everybody's welcome. And it'll be obviously for Sinister and everybody, you know, so everybody come and join us. Again, it's another group, but, you know, we've got to say enough is enough. You know, anybody from any group is welcome, and we will literally start to make a difference and hopefully to get in touch. So, you know, let's hope that we can share that really soon. Right, hold a minute. I've got to just sort this out here. Hold a minute. Obviously, we've got people adding already. So thank you very much to everybody who's added already. Thank you, Maureen. It is a fantastic idea, isn't it? So chucked together. Talk about last minute. Please go and join up. You know, and ask to be invited by, you know, get your friends to invite and all sorts. And it's literally anything that you believe in, anything you need us to advertise or whatever. By all means, you know, please let us know about this. We need to obviously share this. And also, you know, if you've got any headlines or stuff that you want to share, like, for instance, if there's anybody in the Birmingham area that is in B2371D, there's 5 abandoned young kittens that have been left outside with no mum. If anybody can help, please get in touch with Lynn Higgins or myself. You can email asksueshow@gmail.com. So please go there, and if you can help in anybody, you know, in any way. Oh, we've got somebody who might help the kittens. Oh, that's fantastic. Let's hope so. That's brilliant. Let me just see if we can also put that on there. Hold on a minute. It's suddenly gone a bit mad, to say the least. Very quick, I want to say thank you very much to Philippa for coming on to the show tonight. Obviously, she's gone very, very quickly. You know, I don't know what's happened yet again. We've had that trouble. But do you know what I mean? Thank you very much to everybody. Thanks for those that are joining up. You know, anybody who wants to join up to Enough is Enough, standing up for what we believe. I will add our Sinister to that and get him on there. Obviously, you know, he needs somewhere where he can share his things at the moment, so that will be absolutely fantastic for him. Please go and join his Facebook as well, because obviously he needs you to share his pictures. You might even have to save his pictures and then obviously send them out. I don't know if it's going to just work straight away, so please, you know, have a look and see how we get on with that. What was I going to say? Please just literally put the group Enough is Enough up onto your status, and then everybody will see it, and then everybody will want to join. You know, we need to get this shared everywhere. So thank you very much to that for making a difference. Sinister has obviously got on his page quite a few different dogs that need rehoming. He works with a guy called Bill as well, doing rescuing, and literally does so much, and was even rescuing cats the other day. So well done, Sinister. You know, he's been absolutely fantastic, and well done to him. He's welcome on the Ask Sue show anytime he likes. So by all means, everybody keep sharing his. Now, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that I have missed tonight or anything I need to bring up Maureen's put, will you be doing readings tonight, Sue? I would love to assist, but as you know, I'm roaming, but something spiritual would be wonderful. Oh, well, I hadn't even thought about that tonight, to be honest. It's been a bit of all sorts, to be fair, tonight, and it's been absolutely fantastic. I've just got to say a big thank you to Lorna, to Tammy, to Lynn and Maureen. You know, you've all been sharing my show and everything, and Debs and Bill and everybody, all of you, every single one of you in there tonight, thank you very much. I'll do a quick shout-out, shall I, because don't even feel missed out if I missed somebody before. So Beth, Bill, Carolyn, Debs, Jan, Kayla, Lorna, Lynn, Maureen, Rainey, Rianne, Sega, and Tammy, thanks very much, guys, all of you. You've done absolutely fantastic. Make me proud every single time I do the show. So thank you very much. How are we doing with the kittens then, Lynn? Have we got somebody to actually take them yet? Have we got that sorted? I mean, if I was closer, I'd actually have them here, but unfortunately, it's a good hour run for me, and I can't do it tonight, so see how we get on. You know, if you could let me know. I'm just... Rhiannon, I don't know what you were saying no thank you, Sue, to. If you let me know, Rhiannon, what that was, that would be brilliant. Not yet, Sue. Deb's working on it. Oh, Deb's absolutely fantastic. Is anybody in the Birmingham area listening to the show tonight? Please, by all means, give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com. You know, give me a shout. Give me an inbox on Facebook. Let me just have a look. I've got to say a very quick hi to Gary and Danielle that were on last night's show. They've just said a big hello to me in my inbox. So, hi, hope you're both okay. If anybody can help with anything of the any of the groups, if you can help with the kittens, by all means, anybody, please share it everywhere. That would be absolutely fantastic. I'm just having a look to see if... Philip has put, hi, I am here, but the line went dead and I was gone. It was like enough was enough, laugh out loud. I was off and that was it. And she's already commenting onto the enough is enough, standing up for what we believe. So thank you very much to Philippa for an absolute brilliant show. She's an absolute star and I love her to bits, bless her. She's just great. So please join up to Philippa as well. She's an absolute, she will just help so many people. And obviously she's now, I've just put her as admin, so welcome to the admin, Philippa, to that. So if anybody else can help in any way by sharing the groups, sharing the show, you know, let's make a difference. Enough is enough. I keep looking at these pictures and the sharing of these pictures and everything else. And, you know, we all need to be joining in. So, you know, come on, everybody. We will be checking if there is anybody that is going to cause any trouble in any of these groups. I am telling you now, I will just delete people. I won't question. I won't see and wait. I am just going to delete because I am not going to go and have anybody being jeopardized for. So, please, everybody, just... By all means, add people, but if anybody's going to start trouble in there, I will delete them straight away. So, by all means, that is fine. Let me just see if I've got any updates of any cats and dogs and everything else in the chat. Oh, thank you very much, Tommy, for pointing that one out to me. Thank you. Where are we doing? Because it was... Oh, right, gotcha. Sorry, Rhiannon, I didn't know what you meant. So thank you very much, Rhiannon, for that. I'm pleased for that. Debs, bless you, Sue. Oh, do you know what, Debs? How are you getting on, Debs? Have you managed to sort anything yet? I have put it on my Ask Sue show, and I've put it on to everything, so hopefully somebody might be able to help soon, too. Oh, my goodness. I just want to tell you that I did a reading for somebody yesterday, and I said to them that I think they needed to get something checked out, and I've just been told that they are going to get it checked out, and they're a bit worried about it because they're having to go to hospital. The person, I've just had a new inbox message, so please send healing to them. I hope that everything's all okay. It's good doing readings, but it's hard, you know, when you get things like that too. So let's hope that they're all okay. Oh, quite worrying to say the least. Sorry, I just want to send them a message because they're just going to get it checked. I mentioned you. Oh, it seems like such a busy show. Honestly, it's been really good, and I'm so chuffed. So, you know, thank you very much to everybody. It's been absolutely fantastic, to say the least. And let me just look at something here. It's quite amazing. I've suddenly got all of these. Let me just have a look. Let me have a look here. And also, if anybody's not joined up with the Save Memphis page yet, please go and join up. Let me send that link to you again. He is absolute star. Obviously, I want to say a big hello to Jeff and also to Diane, who have been absolutely fantastic. They are working so hard, and it's such a lovely story with such a lovely couple and a very, very beautiful dog. We've actually, he's actually got on there 4,614. Oh, it's all right. Everything's just gone off my Facebook. That's great, isn't it? So please, everybody go and join up. You know, they're working really hard to try and save him. And he's just an absolutely gorgeous dog and an absolutely amazing family that are trying to save him. So please, everybody, I need you to share with him. You're right, we do love Jeff and Diana. They are absolutely fantastic. Just a quick, very quick, if anybody's not heard of the story, this is a guy that does training of dogs. He assesses dogs and everything else. He wants to rehome this dog that he's known for quite a bit. And they've turned around and said, no, they're going to do this and that and the other and everything else. Please go and read the story. It's facebook.com/Save Memphis. Go and have a look. Absolutely amazing, you know, just absolutely fantastic. And also, please go and have a look. Thank you, Tammy. Howard's page has got Memphis and the Colton Backs, and that's facebook.com/events/1868-1642-478-37-10/. Please, just go and join. Oh, Jim, I feel like I've ranted all night tonight. Honestly, it's been quite crazy, hasn't it, to say the least. I'm just quite, honestly, it's just been amazing. And just to say that lovely Philippa has just put, you are welcome to add me and PM me so I can put you in my groups if they can help you. Much love to you all, and thanks for listening to me, and love to you, Sue. She's just a star, isn't she? She's just amazing. Please go and join up with, obviously, our new group, Enough is Enough. I will share that onto the Ask Sue page as well. That's maybe because I've added loads. I've added a few people already, so please, everybody, just keep sharing it and ask everybody to join up. I will put it onto the Ask Sue show so you can actually see the link and also join up. So everybody's welcome there. Is there anything, guys, that I have forgotten at all? By all means, let us know. Anything I've forgotten? Obviously, Howard's page for Memphis and Colton Backs. We've got the Save Memphis page. We've got Enough is Enough page group now. We've obviously got the Ask Sue show. We've got Philippa McKee. Obviously, you can see her on the Ask Sue show wall. So you can add Philippa. Let me have a look, see what else is on the Ask Sue show more. Howard has put, bless him, I want to thank Sue for bringing so many people together. We are united. Oh, he's just fantastic, isn't he? Lynn, 5 stray kittens needed to be picked up from the B237LD Erdington area of Birmingham. No sign of the mum. Tiny kittens by the mosque. Mum cat astray, but mum has disappeared. Can anyone help, please? Obviously, Sinister, the son of Sin, please join up with him. Let's get some more members for him. Go Green Day in support of Patrick. That's done by our lovely mate Howard and his friends. Also, Lena, Diana, we've got the GoFundMe. This is the lady who really does need some help for us. We've got the End Dolphin Killing in Japan. That's a group that's been set up by somebody else, but we're advertising. Coon House Wildlife Rescue, that's at Much Wenlock in Shropshire. We've got Badger Trust. We've got Say No to the Badger Cull in 2012. We've got loads of different things. So, you know, by all means, everybody, let me just see. Oops. Do you know, I've just had the Rottie just literally slouch by the side of me. Just absolutely hilarious, to say the least. Right, let me just see. Let me go to the phone lines. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hiya.
Hi, how are you doing? You all right?
I'm great, thank you. You?
Yes, fine, thank you. Who have I got on the line?
My name's Sarah. You spoke to my brother, Gary Lloyd, last night?
I did. Now, I've just obviously had a message. What on earth is going on? Let me just tell the people what's happened. Last night, I spoke to Gary, who is literally very local to me. He's literally 10 miles up the road from me. We had a good natter after the show as well. I literally gave them a short reading on the show, but we run out of time. And I actually spoke to Gary and Danielle both after the show, and I told them that they needed. I said I'd got bad headaches around me and everything. Who's got the bad headache? And Gary said that it was him. I told him he needed to go and check out the headaches. He'd had them for quite some time, and I was being told they'd got to go and check them out because obviously they were quite bad, to say the least. So what update can you give us? Because I've just got a very quick inbox that I've just flicked in and flicked out of. So give us an update.
I come to see my brother tonight, and he's been complaining all day of, like, he's got a swollen eye really bad, and he's got really bad headaches, and he can't have any light by his eyes. So I kept on badgering him to ring up the shop doc or ambulance or something, but being a bloke, he wouldn't. And then as soon as I go, he rings up the shop doc, and then they tell him to get in there tonight. So I'm just waiting now to take them up to the hospital.
Oh, goodness. Well, will you do me a favour? Please send him... Obviously, it's a man, but I'm sure my partner won't mind. Send him big hugs from us. And I hope he's okay.
Do.
I mean, it was really weird. I'd got so many things in common with them both. An absolute lovely, lovely couple. And I really enjoyed talking to him last night. You know, and it was lovely to have somebody local on the show as well. Do you know what I mean?
Know.
So it was just quite weird how it all just, like, in the last few minutes, it was, like, literally not long on the show. And it was just absolutely amazing, to say the least. But I hope it's, you know, he's all okay. I'm not, it was like he needed to get it checked out. I didn't see no emergencies around him. But all I'll say is I just got it that he needed to be going and checked out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing is, stress causes a lot of, you know, things, doesn't it, to be fair, as well. I mean, he was saying that he was overworked and didn't have a minute sort of thing, you know, so...
Oh, I'm the same.
I really appreciate
as I get
the fact
stressed.
You've... Sorry?
I'm the same when I get stressed.
Exactly. Exactly, that's right. So, sorry, what relation are you to Danielle and Gary?
Gary's my brother. Danielle's my sister-in-law.
Right, gotcha. So do you live near them as well?
It's 2 minutes down the road.
All right, so you're not far away from me either then.
No, I said to Gary last night, because they was texting me as they was waiting for you to ring back, and I said to him, I said, oh, get the number, I want to read in as well, I want to speak to her.
Well, I've got to tell you, I've got an event, not me myself, I won't be doing the readings, I've got an event with Greg Smith, and that's on the 7th of September, and that's in the Comrades Club in Ellesmere, so by all means, come into come up to that as well. We'll have to definitely have a meet-up, maybe even a pint.
Definitely. I need some answers ASAP, so I'll be there.
Right, go on then. Just ask me a question, just see if I can pick anything up off you.
My ex-husband.
I suddenly feel like you want to fetch the knives out.
Yeah.
There's things that you're wanting answers for, but there's a lot of lies around it. You ask him a question, you get an answer, and you think, yeah, right.
Yeah.
This has gone on for quite some time, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were already picking up stuff before it even started, but thought, no, that can't be right.
Yeah.
Was there another person involved in this?
Probably.
I'm seeing three in a relationship.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. You've got loads of paperwork. I said this to Danielle yesterday, actually, so this is a bit thingy, but have you got loads of paperwork that you've got to sort?
I need to get my own place, but and sort all that out, and a divorce, but...
So the loads of paperwork will be what's coming?
Probably.
You're very independent.
Mm-hmm.
You're very much to the point. you're very much blacks, blacks, white, white. There's no grey with you, unless it's shades of grey from that book that we've been talking about tonight. but you're very much to the point. You will tell people exactly how it is, that there is no holding you back once you start, to say the least.
No.
I've just been shown a book. Have you got a book? Or is they're showing me a book, but I don't know if they're saying it's a diary or it's a book or something. Have you got something that you put everything in to remind you of stuff that was said and done?
Yes.
And you've literally marked every single thing in there, haven't you? If I asked you a question about it, you could give me the answer.
Probably.
And literally to the point where there's times and dates on some occasions.
Yes.
Right, okay. You need to keep that very safe because you're going to be using that in the near future.
Oh, more upheaval,
okay.
Is it?
Sorry?
More upheaval, is it?
There's going to be... You're going to come out of this very well, is all I'm going to say to you. It's going to... I feel like you have got a mass on your shoulders that you're having to carry. You are very much like me in the sense that somebody says to you, how are you doing? You're right. And you say, yeah, I'm fine. And actually you go in the house and you're thinking, actually, no, I'm really shit.
Yes.
You are very much hiding a lot of emotions. There's times when you feel like you could just say, do you know what? I've just had enough of all of this. When is it going to stop? And you've actually been asking people spiritually, when is it ever going to stop? If you're not actually spiritual, all I'm going to say to you, you've just literally had your head in your hands and you said, you know what, I don't know how much more I can. Please, just somebody help me.
Yep.
You've had a lot of letdowns, not just by this guy, but also, and I'm not saying Gary and Danielle, obviously, but you've had a lot of letdowns by friends and family that you actually thought you could turn to.
Yep.
Where they've actually took his side more than yours and you stood there thinking, how on earth can they not see what it's all about?
Exactly.
On a personal level, I will say to you, friends are the ones that will stand by you whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that you can ring up at 2 o'clock in the morning because you've got an emergency. If they don't come under them lines, they're not a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a birthday around April?
No.
Okay, let me take that back. There is something it happened in April of this year.
It was our 3 years wedding anniversary in April.
Right. When I said it wrong, I should have said birthday anniversary or death. It's usually one of those three. So, okay.
Right.
You've also can take a November month for passing, a birthday or anniversary.
Yeah.
November.
Birthday.
Right. You've also... Have you had a big bust-up with a close friend? No, I'm not going to say, you know, like best friend, a close friend that you know, one that you sort of kept in touch with and you've done things, but you've had a big barney with.
A while, like a couple of years ago, I did.
Yeah. And was it over something? It felt quite something at the time, but now it's... You've got over this now, haven't you? You're still friends again now, yeah?
I haven't seen him since.
I don't know why I'm going to say this to you, but I feel like both of you could do with apologising to each other and it'd be good to catch up.
Right.
I don't know why they're saying that to me, and you know, don't shoot the messenger, as they say, but I don't know why, but I don't know if it would do you good. I think that the reason you had an argument was over something even though you thought it was quite significant at the time, now if you looked back and looked at the argument, you thought it was a bit mad and it was a bit silly.
Right. I don't know if it's the same person
that
I'm thinking of, but I'm not sure.
Right, okay. Who did you lose to cancer? Somebody around you lost to cancer.
Oh, my nan.
Right, okay. And is this the one that's got wavy hair?
Yeah, kind of wavy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, not curl. I'm not going to say curlers. It was like, I don't
just
know if it
wave.
Was a natural curl, but you could actually look at it and think that it was just a natural curl.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You literally were saying at the time, while they were very ill, that you wished that you could take the pain off them.
Yeah.
It had a big impact on your life, this lady. And literally, if I was stood by you and I knew your nan, I would actually pick up things that you do is like what your nan would used to do.
Yeah.
And there's times you've done things and actually thought to yourself, oh my goodness, I sound like my nan.
Yeah.
Is she the one that had arthritis as well?
Yeah.
Quite struggled with the arthritis.
Yeah.
Who's the person that collected stamps?
I'm not sure. I think my nan may have. I'm not too sure.
They're showing me these stamps. And it's like they'd cut them off letters and everything. If ever there was a stamp, they'd have collected it. It didn't matter where from.
I'm not too sure.
So that might be something to
look
out think
for.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I'm getting very short of time now, but all I'm going to say to you is there's something that you've been thinking about recently of a memory link of past.
There's
something
too
sure. It's like, I'm not going to say it was a holiday. It was something, it might, let me say that I've just been putting my head as a holiday, but I'm not sure. But it's like there was a memory link that was brought to your attention and you said something like, oh, do you remember when we went on holiday with my aunt? Or there was some resemblance that you've mentioned lately. There was a memory link that you've mentioned lately.
I went to Barmouth with my ex-husband a few months ago. I've been saying that to him a lot lately. Remember when we went to Barmouth?
Right. And did you have a memory link from past with there as well?
Yeah, I've been there before, yeah.
Right, that's it then. Because they've obviously picked up that you've been there and you're obviously thinking of other times that you've been there as well and they've obviously picked up on that. Okay.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say to you to finish off tonight is you're like Danielle and Gary, you've gone through loads. You're definitely strong enough to take all the crap that's been chucked at you. You can just stand up, get ready, because obviously you have got paperwork to sort out and you want to find a house. Everything's going to come to you, but just make sure that you've got that paperwork ready. Make
right.
sure you've got all the details beforehand. Don't wait until it comes to you. Wait until, you know, just literally start getting all the paperwork ready. Does that make
right.
sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Sue, do you know if I'm going to actually meet my soulmate anytime soon?
Ooh. Now, we've only a minute and a half to go. What I'll have to do, add me on Facebook, ask
right.
Sue Davis, and I'll have a chat with you on Facebook after the show. Is that okay?
That's brilliant. Thank you, Sue.
All right then, darling. Listen, big hugs to Gary and Danielle for me, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
All right then. Speak to you soon. Ta-ra.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sending healing and love and light and everything to Gary and Daniel. Hope Gary's better soon. Thank you very much to everybody who's called into the show. Thank you to Howard, to Philippa, to Sinister, to everybody who's called in. Thank you very, very much. I hope you're all okay, and I shall speak to you very, very soon. Thank you again. Please keep sharing the Ask Sue show. And tomorrow night, I think we'll have a bit of a fun Ask Sue show. So let's just ring in with jokes and fun and laughter and obviously sharing the links. So thank you very much for joining in, and I shall speak to you soon, all very, very soon. Good night, everybody. Goodbye.